This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, sisters and brothers. This is Asma, and I have the privilege to be your host for today's discussion. Well, here with me, I have two very dear and credible guests, Sister Zainab and Brother Muzaffar. It's been so long since the last time I met you two, and today I am over pleased to have you both in one picture. Okay, ladies, first I will start with you, Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, and how are you doing?
Assalam. Thank you so much.
I'm glad. I'm
doing great, alhamdulillah.
Thank God.
Totally psyched to be here with you guys.
So pleasure to be with you. And you, brother, assalamu alaikum, and how's life?
Wa alaikum salam. Life is good, alhamdulillah. And I'm here after such a long time.
And yes, great and to be back. It's great to be with you.
Thanks
too.
Thanks for having me.
So, just as the ritual of this program, I would love you two to give me a very short introduction about yourself. And let's start with you, brother Muzaffar.
Yeah, so I'm Muzaffar Haider. Mm-hmm. I'm born and raised in the UK. I'm studying in the Hausa. And now I occasionally show up at IRIB English Radio and discuss some interesting topics with you.
Of course. Topics.
Of course. And you, sister?
I'm Zainab. I'm a student of philosophy.
Philosophy is very interesting, though. And back to reality, we're talking about complaining. And since it was a very nice and interesting discussion and we couldn't figure it all out, we are having another session considering the complaining. In the previous episode, we talked about the reasons behind complaining. We said that sometimes it comes out of weakness, out of anger. Of course, it would harm the people who are around us. It would make us look like an annoying person and everyone would avoid us. Also, we talked about the fact that we should practice some optimism and we should give up looking at the very dark and gray side of all the stories around us. And now we would like to talk about how to solve it. Are there any cures for complaining? How should we control it? Or are we supposed to change that habit in ourselves?
I'd say immediately yes. Complaining isn't good for your own self. You know, we discussed how it actually releases stress hormones.
Yeah, it doesn't.
You're doing it to relieve yourself, but
and
actually,
it may lead to depression as well.
Yeah, because you're taking out those parts of your life which aren't working out, or those things which are inconveniencing you, and you're just repeating them. You're doing dhikr of them, right?
Yeah.
Imagine how much effect dhikr has on you. And when you bring all these things out to the surface and others hear them too, it's going to affect them. It's like a cycle. You've just created a cycle now, and it's going to pull everybody in and start making them think negatively as well.
Yeah.
It's like, do you know how they say a smile is contagious?
Exactly.
It's really difficult in today's world to smile at people when you see them in the street. But this is actually from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, where he would smile at somebody who's walking by. And, you know, for example, it's an act of charity to smile at somebody.
Exactly, yeah.
Right? But we're doing the opposite through complaining. We're spreading this idea of negativity and it's just whirling and whirling around. So we need to get rid of it.
Exactly. Speaking of nowadays, sister, what's your idea about people who were living before us? Do you think they were less complaining? Modern people who are living in this age. I think personally, I would say that maybe people who are living in old ages and they did not have so much of facilities and perhaps they were not greedy for getting too much of things in their life were more satisfied with their lives. And there were some less of these complaining things that we hear. Because nowadays, everywhere you go, wherever you sit, there are people who would come and approach you, and then they would have these sort of complaining stuff. They would have a lot of things to complain about. And just as you said, they do not count their blessings, though they have so much of facilities. If I compare my grandmother to myself, I would say she was less nagging than I am. Would you agree with that?
No.
Sister Zainab likes technology. She likes the modern world. So that you can ask me the same question.
Resisting.
I'll be like, yeah, absolutely. The people of the olden days, they were less complaining.
So you agree with me?
Not at all. all. Well, number one, they are hella complaining about the current state of things, right?
Oh, that generation? No, I'm talking about like the Middle Ages.
Exactly.
Right? If they got a basket full of apples, mm-hmm. right, they would be like, a basket full of apples?
If I got
a basket full of apples, I'd be like, oh, I have to wash them.
Exactly.
You know, it's I'd be like, oh, this one's got a bruise.
That's what I believe as well.
The most complaints I hear are from middle-aged people.
Okay, when you hear somebody complaining, let me just, like, for example, it would be taxi drivers, and they'll usually be mm-hmm. older, the older generation, and they'll be like, the prices are so high, and this and that, and this and that.
And, it does affect you. Look at this damn road.
Because they have the other day they had a customer.
Look how they're driving. And mm. But the younger generation doesn't usually do that. They just kind of get on with it.
Yeah, because they're busy getting on with life, you know, trying to pursue a dream, trying to make it.
Students of university do complain a lot.
Yeah, I guess university.
So the taxi driver was not a good example, I suppose, because when he's in a taxi, he's having some free ears. So why not to complain?
Why?
It's pretty natural.
Why complain?
It's a natural feature of a human being.
That's what I'm saying.
It happens.
About it being a mentality, a state of mind. Mm-hmm. What, like some people, their state of mind, like by default, they just want to complain. You know,
I do agree.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And they've just switched on that complaining mode and they just don't switch it off.
Exactly.
Again.
Yeah.
And that's so messed up. By default, you should see good things because life is so darn short and complaining isn't fixing anything other than burdening the listener and making you an annoying individual.
Yeah. A picture to avoid all the time.
Obviously.
Let's go for a little break. We'll be back in no time. Dear audience, stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
So, welcome back to your audience. This is IRIB English Radio. We are having a discussion in your Back to Reality. So now, what are the advices for the person who's complaining all the time? Except from practicing optimism. How they can help this feature in them?
I know where you're coming from, Sister Asma. You're saying that, look, unless they complain, mm-hmm. they're going to have all this pent-up frustration and angst, and they're not going to be able to release it.
Yeah.
And that's difficult and very mm-hmm. painful, actually, especially for younger people to hold it in.
Yeah.
But here's what the worry is, that if you go through life without developing the skill of controlling the temptation, then you're going to be that old person.
That old person.
Is just always
groaning.
About, yeah. Even if your child gets married, you'll be like, oh, could have chosen someone
so
better.
You say that we should practice from an early age. We have to practice that.
Absolutely.
We have to work on
like
ourselves.
Every other virtue. Mm-hmm. I recommend journaling. Journaling. It's so important.
So writing them for yourself.
So important because basically right now our only concern when it comes to taking away this tool of complaining is that the person is going to get overloaded and they're going to get the frustration is going to build up and at some point they're just going to go boof, I can't take this anymore. Mm-hmm. Which we see it a lot in housewives. Moms, they do that a lot. Mm. They bottle it up, and then someone spills milk.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have a listening ear. I really recommend journaling. Not only does it help as a venting platform, but also it helps you process your thoughts.
Yes.
And to analyze yourself and see which of these complaints are actually reasonable. Which one of these complaints can I do something about? Which one can I share with my spouse, with my partner, with my boss, with my colleague?
And which one I should keep for myself.
To myself. Which one is just me being emotional or frustrated? Mm-hmm. Which one is me being unreasonable? It's very important to do that. Or sometimes even if you have someone in your life, and this is really a blessing, that is the voice of reason in your chaos. Yeah. Sometimes it's a best friend, sometimes it's a sibling, sometimes it's a partner, right?
To give you some logical
points. Yes, logical perspective.
Somebody who can actually help, because yes, that's not complaining, that's actually looking for a solution.
Exactly. You sit down with that person and you say, are you open? You actively ask that person whether or not they have the capacity at this moment to listen to whatever it is that you want to listen to. Most of the time for that, for me, that's my brother. Are you open? They say yes. You talk, you analyze, you clear things out, and then you come to a conclusion, and then you realize that like 75% of all those negative thoughts that you had, they just belong in the trash can. You're either hungry or sleepy or overworked, or you were burnt out, or
that's actually sometimes you're just a jerk. Point you mentioned, to have someone like a shoulder, you know, we all have that experience when we bear our soul out for somebody, we feel so much of our pains have gone, and we just feel like so released. So having that one person in your life,
but it's important to be that one person for that person as well.
Of course, it has to be something mutual.
Yeah.
You have to give it in order to get it. Mm-hmm. So having that person is going to help a lot. So we talked about journaling, practicing some relieving methods in order to stop complaining.
There was this sort of a club, and they had a name too, and their mission was to not complain. And they would have they'd wear a rubber bracelet on their right wrist.
A reminder it was.
Yes, exactly. And the checkpoint was to not to complain for like 3 weeks, right? And even honking at the car in front of you to go faster would be considered as complaint.
Oh, so that would be very difficult.
Yeah, exactly. The point of it was to build up the attitude of content in yourself. Right?
Yeah.
And keep yourself calm and grounded in every situation.
Contentment is very important.
It's so important. It's like one of the key points of what our holy scriptures describe.
Exactly, yes.
As what makes a good Muslim.
What we as servants of God have to practice.
Exactly. And if you complained in the smallest bit, or even if you complained about someone complaining, you'd have to switch your bracelet to the other hand and then start your 3 weeks again.
Start from the first square.
Exactly. So when we were talking about practicing, Brother Malafa, you were saying that practice it now before you turn into that old person. This is an interesting, fun way to do it.
Yeah.
So you can start it with a friend or your partner or your sibling.
Yeah, that would be very fun as well.
I think the main lock that we've kind of unkeyed is that complaining is good only when it will help to resolve the issue.
Yeah, that's very
right?
true.
So, and in those cases, you should complain, right? When you know that your complaint is going to help the situation,
it will lead
to
a fruitful end.
That's when you should complain. The second point I wanted to make very quickly is about journaling. Because a lot of people, when you say that to them, they won't actually know how to do it or what to do. They're not writing type people.
Yeah, I know.
Just find a journal or even use your phone and just start writing down words, you know?
Whatever that's running
whatever
inside
is
you.
In your mind, just start writing it down.
A stream of consciousness.
Yeah, yeah. It can be a stream of consciousness, or it could just be, you know, it could even be in poetic form. It doesn't need to be you don't need to write all those things. It's what's on the surface.
Just pour it out.
The other thing about journaling is nobody's going to read it. You're talking to Allah. It's just going to be between you
and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And that really does give a person over a period of time a certain strength.
Yeah, contentment as well.
Right. They know that Allah is watching.
Yeah.
It reminds you of Karbala. It really does.
Exactly.
Imam Hussein alayhi salam and all the trials and tribulations that they went through on that fateful day. And yet, you know, somebody like Sayyidah Zainab salamullah alayha and Imam Hussein, their basic sentiment was, look, it's okay because we know that Allah is watching.
Is watching over us,
you know? We're always looking for somebody who is going to understand our problems, even if they don't solve them. Isn't that strange? It's a weird psychological thing that human beings have. They just want somebody to understand. The moment somebody understands, you feel alleviated. Allah understands. And so when you go to the Quran, you'll see that.
So very much thank you, both of you. You actually mentioned some very great points. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to us. And may Allah protect you.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.